Troy. How are you, man? Thanks for hopping on.
I'm good. I appreciate you guys having me. How you guys doing?
Well, we're excited. Folks are excited for the season, and you obviously had a great year statistically in certain areas last year. You did a lot of things well. You certainly threw the deep ball well last year, but what are you personally trying to work on now, Troy Williams, heading into your senior year?
Just trying to be more of a vocal leader out there, trying to make more plays for my team. And I feel like I did, okay last year. I feel like it was, mediocre. Trying to make a few more plays with my legs, just go out there and, help my team win more games. That's my big point of emphasis.
Troy, I'm sure you knew going into full camp, especially that, you were in for a battle to retain that starting quarterback spot. When you get ready for practice every day, I mean, mentally, what's the mindset? Even if you're coming off a poor practice, I'm assuming you're going to have to try and get yourself right to gear up and have a better one the next time around.
I just try to stay mentally focused and just go out there and have fun. That's the main thing for me, is just not to be too tight, but stay locked in and just go out there and play and just have fun and be myself and go out there and make plays. I try to prepare myself, before every practice, very well, make sure I go out there and I know everything, that's to be called, whatever I see, and just go out there and have fun and just play ball.
So are you guys going to be huddling part of the time? Is it all no huddle? Have you guys worked that out yet?
It's all no huddle. We're not going to be huddling at all, trying to go as fast as we can. It's a big switch up from last year. So just trying to, catch the defense, off guard, keep them, and try to make them play honest.
Biggest differences from last year's offense to this year's is what?
I would say it's a lot more simple. I would say, especially from a QB standpoint, it's a progression based offense. And, if one's not open, you go to two, if two's not open, you go to three. And, that's Coach Taylor's, big emphasis is to make it, very simple for the QB and, just go out there and play with a clear mind.
You ran the ball at times last year in that offense. Do you feel like you're going to run the ball more this year, or are you comfortable running the ball, in your opinion?
I'm very comfortable, running the ball, taking off. I'm a throw-first guy, but I have no problem, trying to, make a play with my legs. I'm not really sure, how the QB run is going to be, input into the offense, but, throughout the whole passing game, I feel like, we have a lot of opportunities to make plays with our legs. So, I'm just going to, let the game flow. And if my number is called, I'll make it happen.
Troy, it's pretty public that there's a position battle going on at the center position because of the departure, the injury to Lo Falamaka. How difficult is it for a quarterback playing and play out to kind of have a rotating center in there?
I would say the big thing is maybe just like the difference in the snaps, but Coach Harden does a great job of coaching those guys up. You don't really see too much of a drop off, from the center position to the guard to the tackle. It doesn't really matter. They're a big group and they all stay together. They're very tight, great at communicating out there. So I feel comfortable, with who's ever out there on the O line, and they're going to get the job done.
We've already seen Darren Carrington step up a bunch in fall camp and make some big plays for you guys. What's been your relationship so far with Darren Carrington, and how is he getting to know some of the guys on the team?
It's been good. It's been very good. I knew him coming out of high school. I went to a couple camps with each other and, kind of stayed in touch when he was out there in Oregon. And, I feel like he's coming along well with the guys on the team. He came in, accepted the culture, and, we're just trying to welcome him in. And, I feel like he's doing a great job overall, just understanding the program and, trying to come in and compete.
You guys go up against the defense every day. Defensive backs has been a talking point for quite some time now. Is there a defensive back that when you see out there one-on-one locked up prior to the snap that you think, okay, I'm probably not going to throw that way?
I would probably say, Tyrone Smith, T-Bone. You got to go with T-Bone. Got to go with Jalen Johnson. Got to go with Julian Blackman out there. Casey Hughes. It's a number of guys out there. We got a lot of good DBs out there, making plays. And, I feel like, whoever's out there, you have to be kind of careful because, Coach Shaw does a great job with those guys technique-wise. And, they're able to make a play at any moment.
What type of role are the tight ends going to play in this new Troy Taylor offense?
I feel like, you know, their role is more of a, like a hybrid position. You know, our tight ends are very athletic. They can run, they can block, they can jump, they can catch. So, you know, they can put their hand in the ground and, you know, step out wide at receiver and just give us a matchup problems, you know, whether it's a safety or a linebacker, whatever it may be, a corner. You know, just trying to, you know, get those guys in there, big bodies that can run.
Talk to us about the development you've seen from Samson Nakua at wide receiver.
Oh, man, it's been unbelievable. That guy just came a long way, you know, since the first day he moved to receiver. You can just see, you know, how much, you know, work he's put into his game and, you know, how much has paid off. He's out here, you know, having a great camp so far. And, you know, I feel like all the quarterbacks have been able to, you know, build a lot of trust throughout him. He comes out here and makes a lot of plays, you know, every practice.
What were the player-run practices like this year? Had you done that much in the past at any other point in your career?
Yeah, we did it. It was a big emphasis when I was at Washington with Coach Sarkisian. You know, the older guys, you know, make that a big point to, you know, be there and come off of PRPs. And I feel like it was great for us this year. You know, it helped with a bonding point of view, you know, helped everybody come together as a whole. And just helped us, you know, take control of the team and own the program. Coach Witt talks a lot about that to us, you know, just owning the program and, you know, holding the guys accountable. So I feel like that helped us a lot, you know, with the whole team and, you know, just coming together as one.
Have you noticed Damari Simpkins step up into his sophomore year? He was obviously a big part last year, just a true freshman.
I feel like he's done a great job also. You could tell, you know, he's worked a lot on his game during the offseason. You know, that guy's a very hard worker. You know, he comes out here and he sets an example. You know, I feel like he's going to continue to get better each and every day. And that guy, he comes out, he works, he catches the ball, he runs a great route. So, you know, I expect big things coming from him.
You've probably been involved in a lot of two-a-day practices for a lot of years in football. What's it like now having just – I mean, I know it's not easy to have one practice throughout the day, but what sort of an adjustment has that been for you guys as a team?
I feel like it's been good. You know, it keeps our body fresh, you know, keeps guys healthy. And at the same time, we're able to get a lot of good work in, you know, a lot of good individual work, teamwork, crossover, whatever it may be. And, you know, that's the whole point of things, just, you know, get a lot of work in, but, you know, keep guys up and stay healthy.
Last year you were quoted saying USC was the game that you looked forward to the most. Has that changed this year?
No, I don't think so. This time it's at home in Los Angeles, so I think it's, you know, a little bit bigger X on the calendar. But, you know, I have to treat every game the same, but, you know, that was a little special. It would be my first time playing in the Coliseum, you know, that's always been a dream of mine. And, you know, just try to go out there and, you know, make my family proud.
Well, Troy, we appreciate you jumping on with us. I know that fall camp's a busy time and you guys got a lot going on. So we look forward to talking to you again, man. Have a great rest of camp.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Troy.